Bubbly.
So I was thinking about something the other day while I was listening to Sometimes. Sometimes I do. It was when our friend Bailey texted us and said, is BTS okay?
She did. She did say that.
Because the more I listened to this album, and as I did an in-depth thing on it, I was like, oh, are they okay? Like, and I mean, we'll definitely talk about it more, but it definitely made me, like, I've been thinking about that every single time I listen to that this album now. Is Bailey
saying, it's a very good question.
Is BTS okay? So, welcome back to K-Pop Parade, and if this is your first time joining us, welcome. My name is Trinity.
And I'm Abby.
And we are here to talk about all things in K-Pop, including comebacks, quote-unquote scandals, and as much as we can without boring you in an episode. So let's just go ahead and jump right in. What news do we have?
News. We have some sad news. My small child, Jungho of AT's, fractured his leg.
Poor baby.
Oh, poor thing. Besides the concerts that may or not be canceled because of the coronavirus, it is stated that he will be on stage but sitting. Obviously, he's pulling a Jungkook.
And that's fine.
Also, I'm not entirely sure how they would be able to divvy up his lines because he's always the one to hit the high notes.
Right, so like, he kind of has to be there.
Yeah! Who else in ATs, or like, you know, they all have like secondaries or whatever.
Right.
Who is his secondary? That's my question.
Who knows? So there are different production companies in America that produce these K-pop shows. There's My Music Taste, there's Live Nation. My Music Taste is still posting countdowns for like when the American tours are starting. They've been posting them with one team, they've been posting them with ATs. So it feels like My Music Taste is not canceling shows. Live Nation has been the one that's been canceling the American shows. So for those who don't know, Six canceled their American tour and fan meet. Also, G-Idle canceled their American tour and fan meet.
Their first world tour.
Yeah, that sucks.
They also delayed their album.
Yes.
I don't get that. Like, I get canceling world tours. Makes sense. But why would you delay the music?
Everything in K-pop is weird right now. BTS canceled their Seoul shows because of the coronavirus. And a lot of people I see are actually getting upset about it. Now, granted, we know that the whole coronavirus has kind of been blown out of proportion. But in South Korea, it's literally shutting down the country.
South Korea is reported to be the second worst outbreak.
I have friends over there who are teaching English. One of them, their work schedule has been postponed until March 16th. And the other one just lost her job because the school closed down indefinitely.
It does have a high mortality rate, but only for those who have a compromised immune system already. So the elderly, children, or people who were sick and had a previously existing condition. That's the majority of people who have died. There are situations that go outside those bounds, specifically the Diamond Princess cruise ship. But that was kind of an extenuating circumstance because they trapped these people on a cruise ship and then expected it to go well.
So, and that's not how it works, unfortunately.
No, it's not. It's called a petri dish. That's what that was.
But it's just interesting, with South Korea being the second most impacted country, things like Chungha is being quarantined herself right now because two of her staff members were tested positive for it.
She is self-isolated per instructions by the WHO. She tested negative. But, I mean, all that controversy around Chungha and her going to Milan and that asshole saying she was the walking coronavirus, that's just all bullshit. Honestly,
it always is. Like we say, most of the things when we talk about being controversies or scandals here always have like the quotation marks around them, like the sarcastic quotation marks around them.
Bunny quotes,
because, you know, this one, though, was really shitty.
Yeah. You know what else is really shitty? YG is really shitty. Just so you know, right. In case anyone didn't
know. We've been new. Like, this is so, not new information for most of us.
I'm sure all of you know that Blinks are pissed. Because Blackpink's comeback is probably going to be delayed again for like the fifth year in a row. YG announced that they had a big project coming out for Blackpink. People are so excited. We're like, yeah, finally going to get some more fucking Blackpink. And then not
like
get the
fucking
same
album.
It wasn't music. It was Bratz dolls. And the world is like, hold on. Are you serious, YG? Like, If the world, if Blinks were just like one collective person, it would be that gif of like Oprah grabbing her bag and leaving. That's what it would be.
You are not wrong.
And then on top of that, to add injury to injury to injury to hurt to injury, YG announced that they're debuting a new girl group. Like,
no.
YG, you dumb.
You hella you dumb.
I don't know who is running. Who's running YG? I don't know. but they're running it dumb.
The whole BI thing where he was tested negative for drugs. Shocker. In case those of you can't tell without seeing my face, that was called sarcasm.
What?
Yeah.
It's like he said he didn't do it. And then he was telling the truth.
Who would have guessed?
Oh, not my
me.
Lord.
Ridiculous. And in YG news, I don't know if anyone has heard this. Top from Big Bang deleted every single post on his Instagram and said that Big Bang will never come back in Korea.
I saw that. Damn. He's so mad. He's so mad.
He has every right to be with how much of the cyberbullying and everything he's dealt with and then everything recently. I bet he's like, you know what? Fuck everything. Like mm-hmm. the fact that their first comeback since the military is going to be at Coachella. Like, they're fucking done with all the bullshit, with all of G-Dragon scandals, with all the Taeyang scandal, with, you know, whatever, hitting someone, like, everything.
Getting married.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't do that.
No.
If we're a K-pop idol, we don't get married. At the end of the day, you know, it is what it is, and I just found that really interesting, because YG is about to go through some shit.
YG already went through some shit. I don't think they can survive any more shit.
They can't. But, like, why you already have people pissed because you're treating your girl groups like shit? Why would you debut a new one? Why would anyone be like, you know what, YG has Blackpink. They only have, like, a few mini albums. I should go sign with them.
Right? Like, if I was a trainee and I got scouted and they're like, I'm like, oh my God, you want me? Who are you with? And they're like, YG Entertainment. I'm like, fuck no.
I'll go through another round of hoping that someone picks me again.
I would rather go to Mnet than be in YG Entertainment.
I would rather go to Cube than go to YG. Like, and that's saying some shit. Y'all know for me, that's saying some shit.
Anyway, also a thing that kind of really doesn't make any sense to me is Seungri's enlistment in the military.
On the YG train. Let's talk about weird shit that doesn't make sense.
I thought, the last I heard from the Burning Sun scandal, yes, he might not have been involved, as everyone assumed he was. Yes, they might have ridden the train on his fame. Understandable. But the last thing that I saw was he was still going to be convicted. How is he going into the fucking military if he's being charged with something? I don't understand.
Yep.
I don't understand.
It makes no sense. Here we are. There's a lot about the military that I don't understand. Like, Suho from EXO should have enlisted last year, and he hasn't.
I'm telling you, he must have some sort of exemption.
But, like, what? Like, we've read through the exemptions, and he doesn't quite fit in any of them.
Maybe he's lying about his age?
I mean, no.
I don't know.
I don't understand. Like you said, like, Seungri should be in jail, and Suho should be in the military, and Seungri's right. going to the military, and Suho's not, and I'm getting a whiplash.
Maybe there's, like, a threshold. You know how sometimes if your kid is going to kindergarten, you hold them back a year?
Yeah.
In, what is it, the fall? If your birthday's in the fall, you hold them back a year?
Like, August 17th or something random, like, that's the cutoff date?
Yeah, so maybe Suho is a kindergartner who needs to be held back a year. I don't know.
His birthday's like in, when is his birthday? I think it's in May.
Don't make sense.
One of us has to around here.
I don't know. Speaking of SM though.
We've had really good segues this episode.
I know. I'm proud of us.
We're killing it.
SM is trying to debut a new girl group, and they have finally decided to include the youngest trainee in their company, who at the time was like 13. No, she joined SM when she was 13. Her name was Lammy or something like that.
Oh, cute.
And so they're like, okay, cool. We're finally going to debut you. And then last week she was like, nah, fuck it. And she quit.
That's crazy.
She was a trainee since she was 13. And now she's like probably 17 or something. And then she just quit. She just quit. She just said, fuck this.
Why like, debut a new girl group when you have a whole ass Red Velvet that you ignore?
Why debut anything if you had a whole ass FX that you wasted?
They wasted FX. They really did. Amber was in Austin recently, and I'm so sad I didn't get to go.
I'm fucking mad I didn't get to go.
Well, that's because you live states away.
Yeah, but
our states touch each other.
We could have gone.
I was not going to choose Amber over Eric Nam. I'm sorry. I love Amber, but I could make one sacrifice, and it was either Amber or Eric Nam, and I chose to sacrifice Amber. I'm so sorry, Amber. I still love you.
The llamas are disappointed in you.
That's fine.
Anyway, what about the last news? Last couple newses on our list?
There's some newses.
There's some newses. Good news before bad news, though. Good news? S. Coops from 17 is coming back from his hiatus.
Yo, yo, yo.
Woo! S. Coops. If none of you know, he took some time off to deal with some of his anxieties and his mental health. And it looks like it helped. And he's coming back. And I'm like, oh, what? What? You mean giving him the time off paid off?
I'm super glad that idols are taking the time to prioritize mental health. Like, the fact that it's becoming a thing and it's becoming more accepted is really nice.
Their jobs are extremely stressful. You know, like in the US, when a very popular person's job is stressful, they take a vacation because they can. In Korea, they don't give them that option. They don't give them the escape. Or they do, and then they're like, okay, cool, we're actually going to film your entire vacation.
Right. Like, we're going to send EXO to the beach, but also they are required to do a photo shoot and record a whole show on it.
Yep.
So it's nice to see that. But I mean, like, even with, because even in America, like, I think we learned when it was, like, the Britney Spears and Justin Bieber's meltdowns. You know, Justin Bieber lost his mind and peed in buckets and Britney Spears shaved her head and everybody was like, oh, hey, maybe we should take a break when things get a little bit hard.
Maybe we should. You know who else needs to take a break and maybe jump off a cliff?
Who?
Naeon's stalker.
Yeah, that guy can, yeah.
Yeah. So, if you don't know, Twice is having some issues with stalkers. Specifically, Naeon, who has a stalker who is very obvious. I don't know. He's on a list somewhere.
He's on a list.
JYP has been handling it. I applaud them for, you know, fucking handling it. But he recently made a new tweet. And I excuse me if I botched this. There was an audio recording that said, if Naeon keeps ignoring me, it sounds like we're both gonna die.
Oh, neat.
Wow. So, yeah. And then there's a lot of tweets that go back that it's just, why is she ignoring me? Don't you understand that it hurts when you ignore me? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I really hope we get to talk soon because she's slowly killing me and herself. And so I don't recommend anyone to go to his Twitter and look at these because I don't want him to be made popular. But speaking of mental health, maybe we all need to take a step back and realize that stalking people in a different country, because his name is Josh, his name is fucking Josh, stalking people is bad. Stalking people in another country is bad. If somebody online doesn't pay attention to you, leave them the fuck alone.
Concept. Leaving people alone? No.
Yes. If you don't have something nice to say, people, just shove it up your ass.
Listen, and like, what it boils down to is it's the same thing as we've talked about before where people, like, fans expect idols to be what they want them to be. And idols are expected to reciprocate that to a certain extent. Just because Naeon is not falling in love with you, random stranger, on the internet does not mean you get to issue death threat.
Damn right.
Death threats.
Damn right.
So, you know, maybe think about that a little bit.
Or maybe, I don't know, you know, get a job, get a life.
What?
What? Make some friends. Go talk to your mom.
Go talk to a therapist.
Call your dad. Like,
go pay for therapy. Go find free therapy because that's out there too.
Yes.
Like, just go sit down and say, hi, I'm having stalker tendencies for this K-pop idol. And maybe they'll, you know, help you work through it.
Or if that's your shit, go to church. Tell your pastor, tell a priest, tell somebody, tell someone.
Just tell anyone that you're having
anyone.
Mental issues.
Talk to someone.
Please get help for that, because, like, it's the same as, like, these girls who get mad. Like, I was watching, I caught a little bit of BTS's On while it was during the premiere, but then I went to a meeting, and it was the part where Taehyung's with the little girl. And, like, mm-hmm. I saw, like, 50 comments of, who the fuck is this little girl? Who does this little girl think she is getting to hold his hand? And I'm like, she's, like, 12.
Oh, my God.
Like, you don't own Taehyung. Like, stop thinking these idols are people that you own. And, like, if they don't pay attention to you, it's the end of the fucking world. Because it's not. And life will go on.
You need to reevaluate yourself if you're jealous of a 12-year-old.
Right.
Reevaluate.
Let's just move on, because I'm getting frustrated.
To bigger and better things, lady and gentlemen.
Are some of them better?
Yeah.
Some of them are. I meant to say, like, not all of them are better.
I mean, no.
In our personal opinions, better. I always have to add that. Let's talk about IZ*ONE's comeback.
IZ*ONE came back with Fiesta, and I must admit that I, watching the teasers, I knew I wasn't gonna like it. It's not that I don't like it, but it sounds nearly identical to Violetta, pretty much the same.
I am just gonna say that, like, I know a lot of people are gonna be upset with me about this, because I know that IZ*ONE is very well loved, but I'm ready for girl groups to stop sounding all the same. I could not have told you the difference between this song and the difference between a few of the other ones that we've talked about lately, and that makes me really sad. IZ*ONE did La Vie en Rose as their debut song, and that's the only song by them that I have liked at all. Mm. Like, I just feel like there's just a niche in girl group concepts, and I'm getting so worn out for it. Groups like Dreamcatcher and Momoland stand out, and it's not that we don't love Twice and Red Velvet. Red Velvet's my female alt group, and they have very similar sounds, but stuff like this is just getting run down. So, like, when Red Velvet came back with Psycho, and it was something different, that was so refreshing. Mm-hmm. I literally forgot the song as soon as I turned it off.
In regards to IZ*ONE, what are my thoughts on the IZ*ONE versus X*ONE issue? Well, thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
I don't think IZ*ONE should have been allowed to continue since X*ONE wasn't. And I know that's cursing, but whatever. Does this have anything to do with the members themselves? No. But everyone was talking about how there was nothing they could possibly do to make, you know, recompense for what Mnet did. Like, the solution wasn't fucking obvious. You go back, you recount the actual votes, and create a group with the girls whose futures they ripped away. I'm sure some of the members of IZ*ONE and X*ONE are among the actual winners, of course. But there are others that made it but weren't allowed to continue for some fucking reason. So, obvious solution, create a group with those picks, and then get the fuck on with tearing down Mnet and these stupid survival shows.
I'm so over it. It's the whole American Idol, The Voice shit that we have going on here. The only difference is like, when someone wins something like The Voice here, it's very rare that, like, you actually hear from them ever again. American Idol has only had a couple, like, substantial winners, but, like, luckily these groups get to be groups, even if it's just for a year, and that gives them a chance to be exposed to the industry. However, if you're going to take advantage of these groups and the situation and the voting and everything, it's just as unfair that they dedicate all of this time to competing, and then there are people who actually won, and they, like, the winners were told before, like, voting even happened, hey, by the way, you're gonna win.
But
there's always buts.
I don't know. I don't actually have a good segue. I was going to try, but it wasn't going to be good. So,
But in the same way that we were just talking about Dreamcatcher, let's talk about their song that they came back with, Scream.
Scream.
Oh my God.
This was so awesome. I actually didn't even like write a whole lot because it's just so good and it speaks for itself.
It really does. If you have not heard the song yet, stop this podcast and go listen to Scream by Dreamcatcher. My feelings will not be hurt.
But come back. Come back.
But then come back. And then listen to our analysis of it. Like, Dreamcatcher is the exact opposite of literally everything that I just said. There is a reason that everybody continuously says stan Dreamcatcher, and I still can't figure out why people don't. They constantly come back with incredible sounds, and although they're always in the same, like, style of music, they all also sound different. Like, I always feel like I'm in a video game and I'm about to be attacked by bad guys when I listen to their music. They are, like, such a hype-up group. They hype me the hell up, and it's always extremely refreshing. They're also beautiful and intense and powerful, and it just doesn't compare to anything I've ever seen from girl groups. And it makes me feel like they're just kind of a little bit more of, like, a hard rock version of 21. Intense, powerful, awesome music from badass women that you can't really find anywhere else these days. And that's not to say that, like, other girl groups aren't cool and powerful and inspiring. Their music just makes you feel that as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw something the other day that said someone thought that Dreamcatcher was overrated, and I don't know about anybody else, but I'm ready to throw some fists, so let's go, because they're so incredible.
They are really awesome, and you're right about the feeling, because Dreamcatcher and Scream or Pity or, like, any of their awesome songs.
Goodnight is a fucking incredible song.
Yeah, they get my blood pumping, not in the same way that, like, Oompa Oompa by Red Velvet or Thumbs Up by Momoland. Those
you
aren't.
You did it. You brought up another song that you brought up a Red Velvet title that you hate in a song. It's been a minute.
Zimzalabim. Jesus Christ. Anyway, but this is just so awesome. And nobody does this kind of dark theme for girl group. If they are going to go dark, they go dark pretty. And while Dreamcatcher does, they are pretty. This is witches. They're witches and they're fucking killing people.
They are ready.
Awesome. The choreography in the middle where they all just kind of stick their arms out and take a couple steps is just so.
It's intimidating.
Sassy. Yes, it's sassy. It's also just like, you're about to die, but I'm going to look good while I do it.
Yep.
Like, it's so good. And you should stand Dreamcatcher and listen to Scream, because I just run up and down the halls of my hospital just with my headphones in.
For the record, so she works in a hospital. She doesn't just pick random hospitals to run up and down while listening to Dreamcatcher.
You don't know that.
I do.
No. Depends on which hospital.
In anyway. Your defense, you also work at a haunted hospital, so.
It's fine. What's next? Stan Dreamcatcher. We're going for the girl groups today because we're also talking about Wakey Makey and Dazzle. Yeah, baby, come on, dazzle me. And I didn't really like it, but I do think it was clever. I'm a little indifferent, but it was cute.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Like, this was
dazzle me.
This was fine. Like, the chorus was fun, the aesthetic was cute, but, like, my stateroom from IZ*ONE kind of remains the same. Nothing really stood out to me, which is fine. I know that someone out there has all of these girl groups that I do not find exciting to be very exciting, and they are their ultimate groups, and they have ultimate biases in them, and that's wonderful. They're just not my cup of tea, personally.
Right.
And it's not that I'm, like, an anti-girl group. I'm definitely not one of those people. Because I love girl groups a lot. Mm-hmm. These just are kind of missing the hit. Missing the mark. Shut up. They're missing the mark for me.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't add it to anything. And I didn't really finish it either. But I do think it was clever. Dazzle me. Dazzle me, baby. Like, okay. All right.
You make those demands.
Yeah, you get that kid. But anyway, now let's spend the rest of the fucking time talking about BTS.
We also have two more to cover. Should we do those before we do BTS?
Let's do those first.
So next is Jackpot by ELRIS. First, like, there's a part, and I was far too worried when this girl was, like, waving a lollipop around, and she, like, ran it through her hair. I literally yelled, like, that's gonna stick, honey! Like, I was so stressed out for the fact that she ran a lollipop through her hair. I like the little rap breakdowns in the verses. Chorus really didn't hit me right. It's fine. It was a little bit different than the other girl groups we've talked about, so, like, I'll take it. I liked it. I didn't, like, immediately add it to any playlists, but I can probably find one to actually put it on, so.
Yeah, yeah. I liked the opening choreo a lot. It was creative with their waves of stuff, but this song is a little odd. They feature their rappers a lot, which is cool. Female rappers are awesome, but then the girl who interjects, you know, between the rap in the first verse has such, like, a soft voice. It's jarring. It's like, yeah, we're going hard. And then she's like, ah. And then, yeah, we're going hard again. I'm like, whoa.
What was that in the middle? Hold on.
Yeah, it was weird. And then the chorus has this key change, and it's just so fucking weird. It's odd. I don't think it works, but I don't know. Also, just a note, pretty sure gambling is illegal in South Korea. Da, da, da. In fact, South Koreans can't gamble in any country, not just Korea.
What?
Yeah, I was reading on the internet that gambling is illegal in South Korea, even though they do have casinos. Some of them are allowed. So foreigners can go to South Korea and gamble in their casinos, but South Koreans cannot gamble in anyone else's casino.
I don't get it.
I'm not sure how they can, like, enforce that, but that's what the internet said. So,
okay. Thanks, internet.
Lastly, we have the MCND. What is that? Stands for something? What is their name?
MCND? I don't know. I love them, though.
McKindy. There it is. McKindy.
That's what makes perfect sense. That's exactly what it stands for.
Yep. Shocked myself by liking this. I was shocked.
There may be a hard stand in you after all.
Listen, I wasn't gonna even click on it because I hated their first one.
You did. I think you got 4 seconds in and you were like, nope.
We were watching it and I was like, oh yeah, I hate this. You were just like, God damn it, Abby. And so I wasn't going to click on it. And then I was like, well, do it for the Vine. And I liked it. A surprise. They are like Big Bang next gen.
I think that's a perfect way to describe their music.
But they have this cute little ankle touch that's like so ballet while they're doing hardcore rap, but cute little pirouette. It's cute. It's funny. It's silly. I liked it. That's actually probably what cemented it for me. This stupid little pirouette.
Subtle thing that nobody else noticed but you.
Yeah, it happens. But yeah, plus I really like the aesthetic that it was like a full idea as opposed to some really stupid vague whatever. They're in an ice castle. It's called Ice Age. That makes sense.
You do hate like aesthetics that don't fit.
I just, you had one job, bro. One job.
You were a visual director. Like, what? You know the name of the songs.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that when we get to On by BTS.
Yeah, right. Lastly, the teal-haired kid, I don't know his name, but his face does not match his voice.
No, like he started singing.
It doesn't.
And it was that deep tone, and I was like, hold on, what just happened?
Right? It's like when you hear V sing for the first time, and you're like,
Where did that come from? was not ready for it. Like, I am absolutely about to deep dive into this group.
Careful. Don't lose yourself now.
We all know that that's not how I operate. I find a group that I like, and then I'm done for forever, and MCND is about to be the next one.
It's McKinby. Get it right.
I loved their last song. I loved this song. Your description of them sounding like this generation's Big Bang is like right on the money. The flows felt similar. If you like Big Bang, you will like these guys. I loved the flow of the chorus. The choreo during the breakdowns were super cool. I did say I know that you probably hated the ending of this song because it just cut off.
Yep.
And I laughed so hard when the song ended because I was like, Abby hates it.
Yeah, listen, I have come to terms with my fate. Nobody's going to end songs correctly anymore. That's just how it's going to be.
You know, it is what it is.
I wish it wasn't. I wish you would all understand what an outro is, but it's fine. It's fine.
So moving on to now BTS, because we did a full in-depth like album analysis on this one. So with On, they did something very interesting in which they dropped two videos for it. They had the Kinetic video, and then they had the actual music video that they dropped later. The Kinetic video was super, super dope, and we both mentioned that we're band nerds here.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that features any type of band, anything like a drumline, we're like, yes.
Dude, those drumline formations were on fire.
And like the whole aesthetic of the video being about dancing, it was like a performance video. And it was interesting to me that they released this one first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know anything negative said about BTS or their music is going to get me shit on, so I'm ready to accept that fate. I was honestly starting to feel bored.
Yep, shit on.
Like, just for like, there, it just kind of felt like it was flowing the same pattern. And I was like, shit, like, I really need something to break this up. And then immediately, as soon as I thought that, boom, dance break. And I was like, that's it. This is a great song. Like, this is a perfect song now.
BTS is like, we know what you need. I got you, girl. We know what you want. That's how they said it. Just
exactly.
Like that.
I think they use those exact words. How did you know?
Yeah. Yes, because, you know, Jimin and I, whatever.
But, like, it was incredibly energetic, and it gives like a very Not Today feeling without being the same as Not Today. You can sometimes run into when groups want to follow a same sound concept and their songs sound too similar.
Yeah.
And this sounded like a similar concept, but different. And that was something really that they just nailed on the head.
Yeah, it sounds like BTS. It sounds Exactly like something that they would do. So as for On, I really, really liked it. And I liked it definitely before you liked it. That's for sure. I will say that the Sia version at the very end of the album is fucking stupid. But, you know, if she wants to make money that way, that's fine. I can't get over how good that drum line is. I don't know who that drum line is, but I need to know because they're awesome. The drone shots were so cool. If you watch like the behind the scenes video, you can see, you know, someone has a Steadicam and then you can see the drone just making dives and like zooming all around it. I think that kind of cinematography is just awesome.
Oh yeah, it's super cool. It's super unique.
Mm-hmm. And the choreo is very cool. And they use those lines in the drum line really well. And even when the drum line isn't there, when it's just them and they're doing like the stage version of the choreo, they use their own lines very well. And I like
God,
that kind
Spaniards.
Of attention to detail. Listen, listen.
Their lines are so Hosa clean.
Understands me because I'm sure he helped choreograph it. He understands the need for cleanliness in your lines.
He's just perfect.
Yes, yes. So it really cemented for me who the hero of this comeback was, and it was Jimin. Okay? It was. You can fight me. I'll fight you. It was Jimin. And you can see it. You can just tell, like, in every line of his body that he was made for that kind of dancing, and they put him in the front as much as they could.
Oh, he is a phenomenal dancer. There's no arguing about that.
Yeah, especially in the dance break. I don't actually particularly like the dance break. I would prefer to listen to
Shocker,
the song without
we're
it.
Opposite on things.
What? But watching him do it is an experience. Okay?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like it's just I can't even put it into words. I don't know that much about dancing, so I can't tell you exactly what it is. But I can tell the contemporary dance is what he was made for. All right, and it's like watching Jimin dance and then watching Suga dance, and I Yoongi is my love of my life, but you can't compare the two.
No, not. And I mean, there's always going to be weaker and stronger dancers in groups.
Mm-hmm. He's just out of this world phenomenal. He's just so good.
Jimin and Hoseok both like stand out to me as some of the best dancers in K-pop.
But also did you see that he ripped his pants in the music video?
Oh, I missed that.
It's right in the thigh. It's, oh my God, it's hilarious. Also, those pants were like $4,000 and he ripped them. But,
oh, good, good,
you
know, good, good, good.
I digress.
Good, good.
Must good,
be nice
good, good.
To like
yep.
be a production
Must
company
nice.
And just have money.
Mm-hmm. As for the actual music video.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Everyone is really fucking confused. Like, was it Maze Runner? Is it the Bible? Why was Namjoon Noah? He's supposed to be Nam Jesus, not Noah June. That doesn't flow as well.
I see. I was going for Dr. Doolittle. That's what I went for.
There was Namjoon literally a boat behind him.
I know. But in the new Dr. Doolittle that's coming out, there's a boat. I don't know.
Okay. And then, like, was it a cult induction? Was it the Hunger Games? So many concepts. Like, people are talking about in the fake love video when Jungkook, like, walks, like, there's that door that reveals itself under the water. Mm-hmm. Is that where Jungkook, like, escaped from? Where you see him, like, running away from, like, the maze, essentially? Like,
yeah, I saw that.
And so, like, it's just, there's so many theories. And, like, why, my biggest question is, like, why was Jungkook?
why? That's the biggest question. Running. Why?
But also, like, why was Jungkook going to yeet himself off of Pride Rock? Like, I don't.
Because he wanted to be up there with his jungs, okay?
But, like, it's just so funny because people are saying it's so biblical. Like, there's
it really is.
Like maybe he was going to sacrifice himself so everybody else could live. And I'm like, okay, hold on. I literally got a text
wow.
from Jisette that was like, you know Bible stuff. I thought you would understand it better than I did. And I was like, I am just as confused as everyone else.
In terms of just like cinematography, I like that they didn't hide Jungkook's tattoos. That was nice. Also, I would very much like to join the cult of Suga. Thanks.
Yes. I knew you would. Also, can we talk about Hoseok's like very modern day outfit with all of these
yes!
like, old school biblical outfits?
Like, so everybody was like, hey, we're going for a more medieval theme. And Hobie's like, fuck y'all. I'm gonna wear a jacket.
I want to wear something like, sexy.
What? Okay. And then, so, like, yeah, like I said, RM turns into Dr. Doolittle, and Jimin kidnapped a midget, and, like, who fucking knows what's going on in this music video? Now, that's nothing makes sense.
Nobody knows, but it was on, it was a fucking great title track.
Yep.
You know what?
Yo, like, who also doesn't know? They don't know, because I was watching the behind the scenes of, and Jimin was like, yeah, I looked through the storyboards. I'm excited to see
it. Nobody, even BTS themselves, are losing track of their own. Where are the internet people to tell us where everything fits in?
Somebody needs to tell me what happened, because I don't know.
And there was that scene where, like, Taehyung is laying down with the little girl sitting next to him. And if you watch the Make It Right video with Love, there, like, in the animation, there is a scene where a boy is laying down flat and the little girl is sitting next to him by a fire. And I really loved that, like, parallel cinematography. I thought
or
that was
it
great.
Or was it, or someone's just making assumptions?
I mean, it looked identical other than the fire, so, like, I like to assume it was intentional.
or you know, sometimes I think maybe
we
ARMY
read way too much
into
it.
Read too much into things, like in the J-Hope Ego music video, they're like, oh my gosh, there's a light in that building where Yoongi's setting something on fire.
And it's like, maybe that person was just still awake in their apartment.
Let's calm a little bit. But so in terms of the full album, though, let's talk about the full album.
Okay.
Seven took a little bit longer to grow on me than Persona did. And I think that's because I didn't listen to it as intended. You should always listen to CDs as intended, which I learned with Mariana's Trench.
You're welcome.
Just listening to the new songs, it seemed, like, super mellow in comparison to their previous stuff. But once I listened to it all the way through, I realized that they released most of their harder songs on Persona, while they released more of their relaxed, meaningful stuff on Seven. And when they put them together, it makes sense.
Well.
Yes. Honestly, if there was one word that I could use to describe this whole debacle, it would be an offering.
That's two
This
words.
Album... Fuck it. I'm signing off. Goodbye.
Come back.
This album is, as RM stated, a tribute to their career and a gift to ARMY. Just listen to this album and tell me it doesn't sound like a fucking goodbye. You can't. Because
well, that's
it
why
is.
Bailey asked if they were okay. Because, like, the entire album sounds like it's a goodbye letter.
Yes, it is. And I don't think they're okay. Everyone knows things are about to change. We just don't know the scope of it yet. And BTS literally offered us this souvenir to remember them by. Like, we are Seven now with you. Tell us why you're still here, why you're still with us. We are bulletproof. Louder than bombs, I'll sing. You are my soulmate. Bring on the pain. I'm ready. Like, oh my God, how much clearer can they be? If they all fucking retired right now, I'd say it was a perfect ending. I sincerely hope they don't, but maybe Suga wants to take a 3-year-long nap. Let him sleep, for God's sake.
Well, and it goes back to everything is about to change. Because like I said earlier in the episode, we know Jin has to enlist. And the enlistments are coming. And so 4 years, like, unless BTS enlists together, like, people are speculating they're going to.
I think they should.
There's, for years, it's about to be totally different. It's like EXO, where for years we are not going to get this full group together again. Because we have 2 enlisted now. We have 4 going this year. And then we would have 2 more after that. It's like nothing, like it sucks when groups do it that way because it does, you know, you break up the music. It's why Chunhyul and Seohyun had, you know, their own stuff for a minute. Why Baekhyun has solo stuff. Suho's getting a solo album and I still don't understand what's happening, but that's probably his goodbye, which is what they've done for, like they did for all the SHINee members.
Here's a question I ask myself. Why don't more groups go as a whole?
It's a great question.
We were discussing it the other day in our group chat and it's money. That's why. Because if you leave a member behind, the member can promote under that group name.
But my argument against that was that with Big Hit acquiring so much, and I mean, they're really, like, the time that they released TXT and their success is perfect timing. With them acquiring girl groups, it's perfect because now that money is going to Big Hit. If they decide to let BTS go all as one for 18 months, they still have forms of money before when it was just BTS, like, as their source of income. BTS was, like, their only group, and now they have other groups under their production company. So BTS mm-hmm. could technically go all at once. They may not necessarily make the same amount of money, but TXT has success, and they have other groups that they've acquired that can now bring them income to make up what they would lose with BTS.
There is also something to be said that having a group leave as a whole for that long and not promoting for that long would put them to the wayside. But I don't think that applies to BTS.
Absolutely not.
Because you know that saying, quit while you're ahead?
That's true.
You can't get much higher than BTS is now.
Well, and that's the other thing is, like, that's what fans are, like, a lot of fans have expressed that they're going to come back and not be as big. Like, just don't abandon them. Like, I can tell you right now, if One Direction ever decided to come back, they would have a, like, not to use, you know, not to be punny, but they would have an entire army of people that would, be ready to stand, like, in line for hours, of course, now electronically, because that's a thing, for their concerts.
But you know what? I bet if they all leave and then come back and they are smaller, I bet that'll be a relief.
To be honest, probably. It's
insane. Like I said, there's not much higher you can go, and nobody wants to fall. Let's get out of that depth.
Because we both talk about the depth in our next breakdowns yes. anyway.
Yes. Who was the standout of this album? Who did you think?
V.
V? Yep. Really?
I think his tone was always in the perfect spots for the songs. His song Inner Child was my favorite of the vocalist solos. It very much fits, like, the goodbye theme. Like, he says, things are going to change. Hold my hands and, like, look into my galaxies. I will give you the world. And then he says a line where he goes, the lights in your eyes, they are the me of now. And I think the word now is very important for that phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, this is who you see right now, but everything's going to change and things change and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are so afraid that we are going to lose BTS. But, you know, he says, take my hands, things are going to change, but hold my hand. And I think that's very symbolic of, we're always going to be here with you no matter what happens, no matter what changes happen. We're right here. But just the overall feeling of the song, it's a beautiful song.
It came in a close second for me.
His voice, I'll be honest, I did not necessarily love Singularity as his solo track, but I love Stigma. And Stigma was what had made him my, like, original bias. And this song was just perfect for his voice. And, like, honestly, this song kind of feels like it's just giving you a hug.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Mine is not, I mean, like I said, Jimin was the fucking hero of this comeback for me. And I will admit, he's my wrecker, but he stole the fucking show in every aspect. I mean, Filter? I did not need him whispering yes into my ear, but now I have it and I don't know what to do with it.
Like, he also, with that song, yes, was the first K-pop solo artist to enter the Billboard charts, from what I was reading.
I saw he got the purple crown. He got the U.S. charts, the Canadian charts, and the U.K. charts. Mm-hmm. So it's called, like, the purple crown.
That's fucking a dumb Jimin name.
I agree, but, you know, we're white. So, and also, what I mean when he, like, he was the hero of this comeback, he also, in all of their shows he did, like, when they were on Jimmy Fallon, and he just was cheating the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Or when he was on Cordon, and they led the Zumba class. Like,
I actually read somewhere that they wouldn't let Hobi do it because they were afraid he would be too harsh on people who couldn't pick up the dance.
Oh, my God, really? That's great. But, like, he was the hero for me. But now, my favorite song, and listen, it shocked even me, okay? Because it's Jin's single, Moon. And Jin is a necessary part of BTS, and I know it wouldn't be the same without him. That being said, he's never been my favorite. In fact, he's always been kind of the one I always forget. You know, there's always one member you forget.
Mine is Jungkook, and I know that's silly. Like, I love Jungkook, but like when I'm naming them all out, I'm like, who am I forgetting? And it's always Jungkook.
Yeah, who am I forgetting?
So
yeah.
I'm sorry, Cookie.
Mm-hmm. For BTS, it was Jin. But his song on 7 is so fucking great. It is a huge shift from Epiphany, which was just made me want to bury my head in the sand with how emotional it was supposed to be. Moon is just 10,000 times better, and it's upbeat, and it's just so good, and it's kind of like summery and good. It's so good. I can't even say good enough things about it, and I'm glad he got a solo that really portrays his voice really well, because Jin has a great voice. Obviously, he's in BTS, but sometimes he is kind of stuck in the background and you can't find him a lot.
I posted a thing on TikTok that said, oh yeah, what's your bias type? And it was like, oh, you know, just the ones that never get any fucking lines. And like half the comments on it were, so Jin is your bias. And I was like, no, not in BTS. But I mean, like, I lived that Seon life. I lived that Yosung life from ATEEZ. Yep. Like, I feel it. I live it.
There was a meme. I sent you that meme because Jin and I apparently have the same sense of humor.
You guys do. It's frustrating.
It was people who say, no pun intended, are cowards. You need to intend your puns. And that's me and Jin. That's us. God, there would be no stopping us.
No, anyway. I would have to leave the room.
It would be great.
As far as other songs and like the album as a whole.
Listen, We Are Bulletproof Eternal is the best song on the album. Spotify described it as a stadium anthem, and I am so insanely stoked to see a stadium belting this song. Like, all glowing and purple. It's gonna be fucking insane. And I can just imagine the choreography. It's gonna be huge. Huge.
It's just gonna make me sob in concert, and I'm not ready for that. Like, I'm not ready to acknowledge that it's gonna be the new Microcosmos, and I'm just not ready. For me, Louder Than Bombs was my favorite, like, B-side on the whole album other than V Solo. It's like just as much of a promise as We Are Bulletproof Eternal is. The song's about feeling so much pain and struggling. And it's like no matter what, I end up in the same shit. And then Louder Than Bombs, I break. So like it's acknowledging that like people just break and they shatter. But then it's Louder Than Bombs, I will sing for you. Whatever wave sweeps us, we will endlessly sing to you. And it just keeps that like promise of whatever is coming
BTS
our way.
BTS is not okay.
They're
BTS
just,
is not okay.
They want us to know that they're not going away. And I think that that's really important for people to acknowledge. Because people are so concerned about things changing and things ending. Things have to change, but that doesn't mean that they're over.
Right.
And they do their best to let us know that. So I think the whole album was beautiful. They did such a great job. I didn't really have a song on 7 that I didn't like. And, you know, usually there's always one or two that you're like, meh, meh, you know, kind of. I mean, Ugg was incredible.
Listen to me. Ugg was Cypher 5. That's what it was. It's not called that, but that's what it is.
Hoseok did not have to go that hard, but I'm thankful that he did. Like, the whole thing is beautiful, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. So, BTS, thanks for breaking our hearts.
Also, thanks for mending them again later.
Right, the whole thing. All of it.
Yep.
So,
all right.
Wow, that was a lot to cover in one episode. Much for listening to K-Pop Parade this week. If we want to know like what your opinions on 7 were or any of the other comebacks that we talked about this week, you can always tweet at us. It's at K-Pop Parade. It's at KPOPARADE.
D-E.
DE. We would love to hear your thoughts and your opinions. You can subscribe to the podcast, and we are on so many more platforms now. We have actually just been added to Google Podcasts. So if you have an Android, you can listen to us on there. I did just recently tweet out an entire list of all the platforms we are on. So definitely be sure to check us out on whatever platform most satisfies you. Share, you know, the podcast if you like it. We always love talking to people. We always love when new people find us. So, you know, just let people know that we exist. And yeah. Once again, my name is Trinity.
And I'm Abby.
And we will talk to you later.
Bye.